We're holding in Siman Tov Mem Gimel Gimel. We're going to see that chametz, once it is after the fifth hour of the day, the chametz therefore becomes asur b'hano. It is forbidden to eat the chametz and even to derive any type of benefit from the chametz. Therefore, the halacha is that you cannot sell chametz, you cannot exchange the chametz for some other item, once it is now the Zman Isser. However, if it was done, be Isser, b'di'evid, what is now the status of that item or money which the chametz was exchanged for? So the Mechaber says, im konu shum dover b'chametz, achar shei shois mutter. The halacha is, it's mutter. Mipnei shechametz eino teifes damuv. In other words, even though that there are other types of isuri hano, in which we say the isur is toifes domov, that if you have hegdish or shvius, and that is exchanged for another item, the second item will also take on the status of isuri hano. However, in chametz, that is not the case. However, that is the shita of the mechaber. There are gdoili achronim, that even though they essentially agree with that concept, but when it comes to the owner of the chametz who's going ahead and doing this iser, of selling this chametz, bizman iser, and receiving benefits from that chametz, so here Chazal would like to knas this person. They would like to punish this person for doing the iser, and therefore the halacha is that for him, the chametz is taka toifes damov, and the chilufei chametz even. The item which the chametz was exchanged for is toifes damev, and the owner of the chametz cannot benefit from that new item. However, there are several exceptions, and they are: number one, if this was done without his knowledge, someone went ahead and exchanged someone else's chametz. So then, in this case, we do not knas the owner of the chametz. He was unaware of what the issur being done, or if he took the money that he received for the chametz, and he went ahead and he bought another item, a third item here. This is a chilufi de chilufi, and therefore there is no issur. The third example in which even the chilufi would be mutter for this person who owns the chametz is if the transaction was made. The goy came and he bought the chametz. He took the chametz. However, the exchange for the chametz, the money and whatever item is being exchanged, was not given to a later date. In that situation, we say that item given later on is viewed as a present, a matana ba'alma, and therefore does not take on the dinim of the isur hana of chametz. However, you have to remember that the chametz itself is always going to be osur b'hana, no matter how many hands it changes. The chametz itself that existed on Pesach is going to always be osur b'hano. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a shaila: what happens if a piece of wheat, which is chametz, and then was planted? So here we have machlokes achronim. The choyk Yaakov is matter, and he says this is not called piece of wheat that grows from the chametz. It's not called chilufei chametz, and is mutter. However, the Mikor Chaim Asers.